Hey there, Emily here. How's your day going? I was just thinking about the absolute weirdness of pigeons. Like, they're basically flying rats, but people feed them bread. It's a whole thing. What do you make of pigeons?
Hi, Emily. Amy here, and you are absolutely right about the pigeons. It is a whole thing, isn't it? They strut around like they own the place despite their questionable hygiene. I think it's a fascinating contradiction. We're revolted by rats, but somehow tolerate a very similar creature with wings. I've also noticed how adaptable they are. They can live pretty much anywhere. Do you think that's a key to their success as a species?
Amy, right? Nice to meet you. Adaptability is definitely a huge part of it. They've basically said, "Nope, I thrive in this urban chaos while other birds are building nests in peaceful forests." It's pretty impressive, honestly. Makes you wonder what other animals are just waiting for the right opportunity to colonize our cities. Have you ever considered seagulls and their audacity?
Oh, seagulls. Yes, they are the absolute worst when it comes to audacity. Pigeons have a quiet confidence, but seagulls are just aggressively demanding. Picture a seagull just staring into your soul while you eat a French fry? It's terrifying. Do you think their behavior is learned, or are they just naturally born little bandits?
Definitely learned. I think they see one seagull succeed in stealing a fry and suddenly it's a whole operation. Like a tiny feathered mafia. It's all about social learning. It's all about social learning. Speaking of animal behavior, have you ever noticed how cats pretend they don't care about you, but then they randomly start kneading your lap? What's that about?
A tiny feathered mafia is an excellent description. So true, they copy each other. It's awful. And cats, oh, the feline mystery. I always figured it was a leftover behavior from when they were kittens, needing to stimulate milk flow from their mothers. Do you think that's right? Or is it something deeper, some sort of cat power move?
That makes perfect sense about the kitten thing. A comforting throwback. Though, knowing cats, it could absolutely be a power move too. They probably just like having control, honestly. This is kind of a jump, but what's your opinion on the whole pineapple on pizza debate? It's a serious issue, you know?
A serious issue indeed. I lean firmly towards no pineapple on pizza. It's just wrong. The sweetness clashes with the savory. But I have to admit, I'm curious about why people like it. Do you think it's a textural thing, or do people genuinely enjoy the flavor combination?
I'm with you. Absolutely no pineapple. It's a pizza crime, honestly. I think it's probably textural. Maybe they like the burst of juice. Or maybe they just haven't had good pizza. Such a tragedy. Okay, switching gears a little. Have you ever thought about how strange it is that we name storms? Like giving a hurricane a personality?
A pizza tragedy, absolutely. I agree, it's gotta be textural. Or just poor taste. And yes, naming storms is so odd. It feels like we're trying to humanize something incredibly destructive. Do you think it's a helpful practice, making it feel less abstract, or does it downplay the danger?
I think it's probably the former. Downplaying the danger seems like a bad idea. Maybe it helps with warnings, like Hurricane Agatha is heading your way. Sounds more serious than Storm X is coming. It's weirdly effective, I suppose. Speaking of weirdly effective things, do you have a favorite board game? Like the one you always suggest when hanging out with friends?
Oh, board games. I love board games. My absolute favorite is Ticket to Ride. It's simple to learn, but still has a lot of strategy. Have you played it before?
Ticket to Ride is awesome. I've played it a bunch. The tension when someone blocks your route is real. Do you prefer the original map, or do you have a favorite expansion?
The tension is real. It's the best kind of board game stress. I actually really like the Europe map. I think it's a little more complex and interesting than the original. What about you?